This is Wine Friends with Roy Perez.
And good morning, everybody. How are you today? I hope you enjoy the morning show. You're now listening to Roy and Friends, without Roy, but with a lot of friends. I'm Liel, and I'm going to take you through the hours with me, as always, in the studio, Peter Feldman. How are you, Peter?
I'm very well. Nice to be back again.
How was last evening?
Last night was very good. I came home after watching a play at...
When did the play finish, by the way?
It finishes on the 29th.
No.
Which play are we talking about?
What are you talking about?
Please.
What time of the evening? Yesterday.
The play finished just off about 9:15.
9:15.
It starts at 9:15, just over an hour. And I got home in time to see the last half an hour of the football.
The last half an hour and the half an hour after.
No, the half an hour when the extra time.
Only the extra time. So if there wasn't extra time, you wouldn't
see it. I would have missed it, but I was taping
it.
So I got home and I said, I'm going to take a chance because I didn't want to know the score. So thank you. So what I did was I turned on and they were standing around and suddenly I realized they were level, 1-1, and there was extra time. I said, that's great. So we watched extra time, and okay. I was really disappointed. I thought,
and we're going to talk just now about what did you do until 9:15, or what
we'll
show did you went to watch? It's also interesting. Also in the studio with us, as usual, is Moshe Starograd. Good morning, Moshe.
Good morning. Very well. Yes.
And how are you?
Well, a little bit disappointed.
Disappointed. You call it disappointed.
What? On the other hand, I'm very positive.
If you wasn't.
I think what they achieved, it was very nice. It's a very young team.
Are you talking about England?
England, yes. Yeah.
And why do we feel... I was not born in South Africa.
That's obvious. Huh? That's
listen,
obvious.
Listen, don't tell anybody. It's between us.
Me too, so...
I'm just saying, why we in South Africa? I'm here for 20 years. Why we here in South Africa have such feelings for English teams? Why?
I will answer you.
Yes, please do.
And I said this yesterday. Because the only thing that you really see on the TV, on a sport, is the English matches, the English Premier League. You don't see Croatia, you don't see much Italy, not much Spain.
But that's
so you
the
very
rest.
Well. You know, let me tell you something. I used to know the Israeli teams. Today I don't know. But I know the English teams who plays for England, because that's what you see here every Saturday. You see 5 matches.
But that's what you see all over the world. The Premier League is the most shown league in the world, and it's because of this it's have the most money, and it's the most successful league in the world. But in South Africa, we have special feelings towards England. What you say is all over the world they like England because of the Premier League.
That's right.
So it's
nothing to do with politics.
So it's not only you and me and Peter feeling a little bit disappointed because we feel some kind of special connection to England differently than the rest of the world.
Ah. I tell you, if they would show you every week here the Brazilian Football League, you will go for Brazil.
Okay.
Because, you know,
Peter, there's a large English expat families living in South Africa who've left England and left the UK and are living in South Africa, and they still...
But even other cultures, Afrikaans culture,
that's
black
right.
communities.
But the English obviously watch their football and they have an affinity with English, everything English. And, my connection with England is my daughter lives in London. She's married to an English guy. My wife's parents are from England. And I've always liked the English style of football. I've always followed England, and South Africa not being there, I supported England.
That's the most important thing that you said. You like English football, not because your daughter stays in England.
Right.
No, but he have a connection to England.
That's the connection.
On top of it, that's why the feeling is coming. You're not... I have feelings for Argentina because when I grew up, I saw a little guy doing magic on the field for the first time, and I thought it's impossible.
Was that Maradona?
Yes. If it was Messi, I shouldn't talk on the radio yet. But yes, it was Maradona, and that was my hero when I grew up. And it came with a feeling because the things that he do was full of feelings. You know, Maradona was an actor, not only a
Like Neymar, he's also an actor.
He's a different kind of, he's an action actor.
He's the new wave.
You understand? So let's put feelings into it, not only sympathy. Where's the feeling coming from? And I think that what Peter is saying, we have a connection to England as a country, South Africa. So not every country is automatically for England because of the Premier League and the way they're showing the Premier League and everything. And second of all, a lot of people do have straight connection, like the family, they have some family over there, they know some people that move over there. So we are connected to England. We more like Canada and Australia and you know, India, the old colonies of England.
The Commonwealth.
The Commonwealth is a little bit more connected with feelings to the... That's what I feel. That's what I think. I don't know otherwise where is this feeling coming from. Why do we have feelings for the English team? To watch the soccer league, it doesn't give
I'll
you feeling.
You, I'll tell you. Everything is marketing. They market the English Premier League very well. But that's why is very well known, watched, and people know about the Premier League. The same thing like in basketball, the NBA. You don't know anything else. They promoted the NBA, and everybody knows about the NBA, whoever is interested in basketball.
Yes, but again, it doesn't make you... It can make you be a fan of the American team in basketball, but it doesn't get into your heart. You don't feel. Yesterday, I was happy when England was one up. I was sad when they got back. It's feeling.
No, I was not, you know. I don't see sympathy with the...
100%.
With liking, you know, the way you play. Sympathy got nothing to do with it.
I think that you don't have feelings, Moshe. That's the conclusion. Guys, today is, we'd say it already before, today's first day, the 12th of July 2018, and it's the 29 of Haftet in Tammuz, last day of the month. Tomorrow, Moshe, Av starts, and you know what's happening in Av, in the month of Av, so yeah. I think you must start going to shul a little bit more, because it's at least the first 10 days are very hard time. We're going to go.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, is it true that you cannot eat meat?
Yes, you cannot eat meat.
You eat fish or something.
You cannot eat... No. You cannot eat meat. There's a lot of things. I'm not an expert. I'm not going to start.
Me too. I don't know.
I'm just... No meat.
Right.
No meat, that I know. And the prayers are going more and more and more intensive. As close... It's 3 weeks before the 9th of Av. And on 9th of Av is, of course, the day the temple got
destroyed.
And it's a very, very important part of the Jewish history. Today's Haftet in Tammuz, or 29 in Tammuz, 5778. The time is 9:17. It's Roy and Friends. We're gonna just tell you that our studio numbers are... We are on Telegram, so you just need to download the app and put the number at Chai FM. It's 061-895-1019 on Telegram. We switch. So go to Telegram, download Telegram, put the number 061-895-1019, and you can send us messages as much as you want, like before. And our SMS line is 34519, as usual. So keep the SMS coming if you have anything to say. Peter, you want to say something?
Yeah, Leo, we still got double tickets to give away for the movies, for the new Metro movies. So I'll just talk about it a bit later, and you can...
I will give the numbers again when people are ready to answer a question. We have one set of double tickets still for this week. Mm. Okay, let's go with this, and I think this one gonna be for...
This is Wine and Friends with Roy Perez.
How you can read it with all the water in your mouth, because... Mouth-watering.
It's mouth-watering.
I've trained
over many years.
So let's let's keep on training. Sorry. Tell me, what did we talk about? What was the question yesterday to win a double ticket, if you can find it?
Yes, we spoke about last night. I mentioned a film called Skyscraper.
We mentioned two movies.
We mentioned two movies. One was Skyscraper, which I'd rather talk about,
okay,
as opposed to Kings, which wasn't a very good movie.
Okay.
Skyscrapers stars Dwayne Johnson as the hero. It's about a building, a magnificent state-of-the-art building in Hong Kong. Terrorists attack it and set it on fire. What we don't know is that the character that Dwayne Johnson plays is a guy called Will Sawyer, who's a security expert and knows the building back to front because he was involved with the security of the building. And his family are the only occupants in the building. They live there. And these terrorists attack, and from the 96th floor up, they set an explosion and the whole building catches a light. And it's now up to Will Sawyer to get into the building, to get to these floors above and to try and save his family. A lot of special effects, as you can well imagine, but it's right up Dwayne Johnson Street. You know, he's the He-Man, the new Arnold Schwarzenegger of this era. Yeah. And it's a bit laughable because it's ridiculous what happens. But for a fun moment, you know, a diversion, it's not serious. And that was the movie opening tomorrow.
Okay. So the tickets that we're going to give are not for this movie because...
You can't have a movie the week of release. You can see it maybe after its run, which ends next Friday when new movies come onto the circuit. But if you send us the answer to the question, which is who plays the lead role in Skyscraper, and we will send you Mobi... it's called Mobi Tickets.
It's a code.
Code we send you. And then you go to the box office at New Metro. You have to do it at New Metro. And you can only do it at their 2D and 3D cinemas. You can't do it in their 4DX Extreme or in their VIP area. Well, and you go there, you give them this, you say, well, you want it on High FM, they'll know about it, and they'll give you two tickets to see any show you want to see. That is showing there, obviously.
And so, that's sponsored by New Metro.
It's
definitely
New Metro. I mean, you can experience New Metro. I mean,
let me just give the numbers that people won't forget. 34519. It's a SMS line, and Telegram. It's a new social. It's not social media. It's a communication app that we use. Telegram, and the number is 061-895-1019. This is Chai. One of these two medias, if you can send us the answer, we will send you a code for a double ticket for the whole of next week, basically.
From, they can use it
from,
you know,
today,
you know,
until next Wednesday. So it's the whole week. You can go and watch a nice movie on the weekend. Come. The answer is easy. The question again?
Who plays the lead role in Skyscraper?
Okay, and let's tell them a little bit more about New Metro.
New Metro, there's
really
also
awesome.
Bookings have opened for the next Girls' Night Out.
Ooh, I mean.
And that's a popular one. That's on the 19th of July, which is next week.
I need to send my dress to dry cleaning.
Okay, I'm sure they'll clean it very well.
I hope so.
Mamma Mia, here we go again. And there's a lot of ABBA fans around. The film opens actually on July the 20th. So bookings have opened for this movie's music spectacular. And, you know, New Metro have upped the whole art. You know, there's in-cinema dining now at VIP cinemas in Hyde Park and Bedford Complex. And VIP cinemas are now at most New Metro sites. And winter's perfect to enjoy these amenities. They have hot and cold meals, they have desserts, they have snacks. They are licensed bar, you know, and it's all on site. And they have these wonderful recliner seats. Moishi, you've been to one of the New Metro cinemas. Have you used this? Have you enjoyed the recliner seats?
The recliner seats. He will fall asleep in 5 minutes if he will go recliner.
Okay, I know. I've had a problem sometimes because they're so comfortable. And if you're feeling a little tired, the chances are you may just doze off. So it's up to the movie. If the movie can, you know, capture your imagination and be of interest, then you can stay awake. But there's been a dearth of really, really good movies in the last couple of months. I must say, there's action thrillers, there's a couple of duds. But it's up to you. It's your choice.
Yeah.
You know, there's
yeah.
Book Club, which is quite a fun movie to watch.
How did you review when I was away the Incredibles 2?
Yes, it's a great movie.
Okay, so maybe I will check my child to see.
It's better than the original. You love it. It's so funny.
Listen, we got while you were talking, we got like five SMSs. Four of them was the right answer, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. One of them was Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know if it was.
Sorry, I mentioned his name.
Yeah, but we didn't say whoever Peter mentioned his name. So I wrote the number of the first one, and he's going to get the double ticket. There is no names here whatsoever. So we will call you and find out your name, and we will send you the tickets.
As soon as I get the Moby tickets from New Metro, 100%. I will SMS you, and you'll have them on your phone.
And you can go. But thank you for everybody that sent. We wanted to talk about the World Cups and stuff. So Moshe have two very, very nice questions for us. I will try to answer on one of them, and Moshe will tell him the answer in the end of the show. So we still got another half an hour. Guys, please, 34519, I see there's a lot of SMSs coming. Telegram, just go on Telegram, download Telegram app, and put the number 061-895-1019. This is Chai. And you can send us your answers. Moshe, what was... I will try to answer one of them, because the other one I know the answer. One of them I don't know the answer, I'm going to try to guess. Peter also going to try to guess. And Moshe will tell us the answer in the end. We also going to get answers from the messages. Guys, no Google. Yes, Moshe, what's the question?
How many World Cups events were staged since 1930, when it started, the first one, till the current one?
And that wasn't the question you asked me.
Yeah.
This is the first question. No, you asked me how many countries hosted the World Cup.
The same thing.
It's the same thing.
No.
The same thing. How many
World Cups were staged?
That's right.
No. But if a World Cup was in a country five times, it
means... Doesn't matter. I said how many World Cup events were staged, 1930 and 2014. It came in the same country, but... How many World Cup events?
Okay.
That's a question.
Ah, that's easy. Okay, I thought it's much, much
what
harder.
What is it?
Huh?
What is it?
My answer is 22. No. Yeah. So it's 21. I know that once...
21?
Yeah, I know that once was cancelled.
Well, during the war years...
Once it was cancelled. So now Moshe is...
Twice was cancelled.
Twice was cancelled. So, guys, I'm sorry about this.
Moshe, did you have that in your head?
No,
but it's very easy.
You
noticed?
I know.
What my question, what I thought Moshe's question is, something much more, much harder, is how many countries from 1930, from the first World Cup, hosted the World Cup until now, until Russia? You understand the question?
Like Mexico twice.
That's Mexico did it twice. Uruguay did it twice.
No, Uruguay once.
Uruguay twice.
When? 1930
and 1934.
Never. 1934 was Italy. Was Italy.
I don't think so.
100%.
I can check for you. I'm not.
1930 was Uruguay. Like 1930 for Italy. And 1938 was France.
So Uruguay did it again. I'm 100% sure. I will check for you. I'm not arguing. I'm just saying that I thought that was the question, and that's a little bit different. So you said that which country did it twice?
Mexico.
Only?
Yeah, 1986 and 1970.
Yeah, that I know. Okay, we'll see about that. Let's hear another song, and we have some more reviews about some shows.
This is Roy and Friends with Roy Perez.
And we're back with you. Thank you for staying with us. The time now, it's 9:37. Peter wanted to tell us about what he did last night.
Yeah, I left a bit early from the studio because I went to the Auto and General Theatre on the Square to see another production by the famous Mike von Kran. He's one of South Africa's foremost playwrights, and he's written some amazing stuff over years. He's recently did a play which won the Naledi Theatre Award for When Swallows Cry, and he was the creator of Payback the Curry and State Fracture. And in these two productions, he had a young comedian named Daniel Mpilo Richards, and he's written another, it's a one-man show called Land Acts, and this runs until the 29th of July. And in it, he dissects the whole land question, and he creates different characters. And he talks about Julius, and he does songs. He's got a guitar, and he does various characters, reworking The Wonderful World and Imagine, John Lennon's famous song. And he does it in such a clever way. It's very entertaining, and it really cuts down to what South Africa and the Land Act and the land grab people wanting to get land without compensation.
Because I think really, really differently than It's a Wonderful World and Imagine when I'm thinking about land reforms.
But the way he puts it together, you have to see the show.
Okay.
Doesn't
sound great.
No, it's very clever. I mean,
no, I understand that it is, but like I'm saying, when
I... But the way they twist it, there's a lovely scene where he's a soccer.
Is it cynical?
It's critical.
Critical.
Of course it is. It's a satire.
Satire, not critical.
It's a satire. It's a satirical...
Yeah, but satire, you can satire something and agree with it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Your people will, it touches you because you understand and you live in South Africa and you can see the funny side of certain things.
I can't see the funny side
you've got to see the show, Leal. You must see the show if you can.
Maybe I'm on the wrong side.
You're on the wrong side of the fence. Yeah. There's a lovely scene where where he uses soccer. And he's got the ones in green, which is the ANC, and he's got the team in blue, which is the DA, and he's got the team in red, which is the EFF. And the way he uses words.
The commentating.
Yeah, and he's showing you how it all works. And it's very clever, and he really hits it, the nail on the head. So that's called Land Acts, and that's at Auto and General Theatre on the Square. And I think a lot of people know it's at Nelson Mandela Square.
Yes.
In Sandton.
Yes, it's very easy. Just go to the website and get some tickets.
You can get all the information there.
Yeah. We got another couple of questions about soccer, and we're going to ask them just now after this commercial break.
This is Wine Friends with Roy Paris.
Well done. We're going to do the one. We still have time.
We still have time. We got a third one later.
Moshe, just to clear something with you, I said there was only four teams in the first World Cup in 1930 in Uruguay. That's wrong. There was only four European team because the trip was too much.
Yeah.
You have to go weeks in a boat or something to get there.
Yeah, but you know,
I'm sure Germany, England, Portugal, Spain, the big nations, Italy maybe.
Italy and France, yeah.
Italy and
because
France.
Because everything happened in France. Gilles Rimet, you know, the one who used to be the president.
Two questions. That you wanted to ask. Let's ask them and not answer, and let's see if the guys at home will get it. Yeah. So what was your questions?
The question was, the great Pele.
Yes.
How many times did he play in a final World Cup games?
Okay. Guys, if you know the...
answer.
The answer, or maybe the story, just let us know. And the other one you ask me is, it's quite easy if we just... think about it. How many teams won the World Cup until now? On Sunday, we can have a new team that won the World Cup.
You will have a new team.
No.
Won't you? No. What, France have won once.
France have won once.
But I think Croatia could.
Okay. Okay.
I mean.
If Croatia are going to pull it off, she's going to be another team that...
And there's no prizes for winners. We can't give you tickets for the World Cup final, I'm afraid.
Unless you are maybe Bibi Netanyahu. I'm sure Putin have a nice ticket.
Putin a lot of money.
Funny enough, you know, he was there at the game yesterday.
He wasn't. Bibi was. Putin wasn't, yeah.
No, Bibi was. Yes. And his wife, yeah.
Uh-huh. No, they had a meeting with Putin. So Putin said, if you're here in the World Cup, I'll give you tickets. Fair enough. That's.
So what did he do? Put him in the stadium?
He put him in the stadium.
Yeah, it's a good match.
I'm sure that's...
A lot of politicians and famous people were there. I mean, we had seen Mick Jagger.
Yes.
But you know where we see Mick Jagger all the time?
No.
In West Indies, in the cricket.
Oh, he loves the cricket.
Yeah. Always in the West Indies because he used to live in Jamaica or something, or in Barbados.
He lived in one of the islands.
One of the islands. Oh. He used to live there for a very long time. And he loved his cricket.
I think that his wife, Bianca, is from Nicaragua or something.
She's one of the...
Is it?
Yeah.
That she's still his wife.
No, ex-wife. Five different wives.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know which one you're talking about. But
no, Bianca.
Yeah, he used to live in the some of the Caribbean islands and used to go to all the matches. So
with his money, he could own a couple of Caribbean islands. You know?
Probably does. And they used to show him in the in the special
boots
and
box.
Box and it was also nice. Always nice to see. people like this that love sports.
Earth, yeah. Elton John too also goes. He loves soccer.
I wanted to talk about Elton John.
He had a soccer team. He owned one of the soccer
Watford.
Teams. Watford. That's right.
He was the chairman.
That's right.
The chairman, because he's famous in Watford.
He bought it. He was a Spaniard, you know.
He was. In one time, he was the owner, but he was the chairman for a very long time. And it's
Watford survived another
year. It's really awesome, because I know what Moshe is going to say about him, and I don't want
about
to get
what?
There. Moshe, about Elton. Let's go to from Elton to Kevin. Kevin Anderson yesterday did something unbelievable from my side, and I know that we were sitting here in the studio and we didn't saw it live. I saw a little bit at night after the game, because the soccer game finished so late. I was so tired. But Kevin Anderson beat Roger Federer and went to the semifinal. He's going to play John Isner, that is an American, and I don't think and it is such a good form as Kevin Anderson. So we got a good chance to see a South African in the final of Wimbledon.
That's amazing.
And that will be definitely amazing to watch on Sunday around, I think it started around 3 or 4, and the World Cup final started at 5.
Leo, does the name...
So
Wayne,
you'll have to have two...
Does the name Wayne Ferreira mean...
Wayne used to be a player.
Wayne Ferreira was the first real connection that I have to him and Amanda Kutzer. She also played in the same time, and she was also highly-ish ranked. Wayne Ferreira, I think, went up to 6. And, sorry?
One of the greatest, you know, that in Wimbledon, that he came to, I think, to semifinals of the Oslover, there was Johan Kriek.
Yes, of course.
I don't remember.
Tell me something. Doesn't Roger Federer have a South African connection?
Yes, he was.
His mother.
I think he was.
Kempton Park.
He was living here for a while as a kid for a couple of years.
Well, you have famous people, Kempton Park, and just down the road is Benoni, Charlize Theron.
And South Africa just came back to hunt him, you know. Right?
Yes.
That's what was happening.
And you talked about Amanda Kotzia, who used to be...
Yes.
She also got a connection to Israel, because...
Okay, so I wanted to say a nice thing about Wayne Ferreira.
Because she is living with Arnon Milchin.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh.
And there was also Kevin Curran, remember?
No.
Yes.
Kevin
yes.
Curran, I don't remember. I tell you what's the connection, why I remember Wayne Ferreira. Wayne Ferreira, first of all, was in the 90s. And there was a lot of great players in the 90s, if you remember. I'm not going to start mentioning them. But in Israel, we got one big tournament. The biggest player that comes there is maybe somewhere in the top 100, 90 to 100. That's the biggest thing they can attract. Yes. But one year, when Ferreira was the top seed there. And he was, I think, 6 in the world by then, so it was out of the blue that someone in this caliber will come to Israel. So a lot of people went to watch the tennis, and I also went and watched him. He took the tournament, of course. And it was one of the only tennis matches that I ever went to see in my life. And it was quite an adventure. That's Wayne Ferreira, yeah?
There you go.
But Kevin Anderson is... Wayne Ferreira never was in a final in Wimbledon, and I think Kevin Anderson can do it. He have a great chance, and we're holding thumbs. Although he took off my idol, Roger Federer, is my idol, and I will always be for him, but South Africa, man, that's the real deal.
We're definitely back on the map.
Yes. You want to tell us something?
Yeah, for people who are really hungry.
Hungry.
I'm hungry. And that's not a country. Not in this specific terms.
Not the country.
Saucy burgers, flame-grilled steaks, tender-grilled chicken, and the best succulent beef ribs in Joburg. Are you hungry yet, Leo? The good folks at the Pie Works and Grill would love to feed you. Ask them about their daily lunchtime specials, their sushi, and even about hosting special family occasions. The Pie Works and Grill in Genesis Center, Fairmount. Call them now on 011-485-0354. There we go.
Thank you, Peter. I'm just trying to get my internet over here. Give me a second. And then I'm going to put your song. Moshe, you're a history...
Fundi.
A history fundi. Tell me, what do you know about... One second, here it comes. What do you know about Robin the Hurricane Carter?
He's a boxer.
So I should have asked pizza. Okay, so let's learn about him a little bit more. Ready?
This is Wine and Friends with Roy Perez.
And it's 9:54. We always being almost being chased out of the
studio.
And Moshe, yes, tell us the answer to the questions. The first question was how many times the great Pelé played in the
twice
World Cup. Twice.
Okay, he appeared in three World Cups, like in 1958, 1962 in Chile, and 1970 in Mexico, but he only played twice. In Chile, he was injured. So at the final game,
yes,
it was Brazil against Czechoslovakia. He didn't appear.
Okay,
he didn't play.
Okay, and the other one is how many teams won the World Cup until now?
Oh.
Not more than once until now. So it's yes, Greg. I'm finishing. I'm just gonna. Oh, where it goes down?
Good. Italy.
I want
to.
Mexico won the World Cup, really?
No.
Brazil, Germany, Italy, 3. Argentina, Uruguay, England, 6. France and Spain, 8.
That's all.
Yeah. And maybe we're going to have a 9th winner for Sunday. So, guys, enjoy your soccer.
And it was 21 events.
Okay, thank you.
That we said. Guys, thank you, Moshe.
Thank you,
Peter.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy the sports. Enjoy the Wimbledon.
And
enjoy
the
soccer.
Who you want to win?
I want France to win. I have to.
Well, good Shabbos to everybody.
Yeah, but good luck. Yeah. May the best team win, because we don't really care about both of these teams.
All right.
Goodbye, everybody. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat.